You can find other sexy, hypnotic feminization MP3s just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Mail order bride. Now just sit back and get comfortable. It feels so good to relax. Lean back in that chair and let your head tilt back a little bit. You can feel it, can't you? Your entire body relaxes just a tiny bit more when you tilt your head back and take a slow, deep breath. Hold it and exhale slowly. One more time. Slow, deep breath in. Hold it and exhale. All the tension begins to leave your body as you continue breathing slowly and naturally. Holding the breath for a tiny moment and then breathing out. It's so relaxing. The noon sunlight peeps through the tree branches, and you can hear the green leaves rustle overhead as a gentle breeze blows through the park, moving the branches back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you can close your eyes and feel the shadows and light brush back and forth across your face, like gentle fingers caressing your skin. It feels so good to relax here and listen to the trilling song of the birds flying from tree to tree. The sound of people walking past, talking to each other, and to feel your arms and legs sinking down into the chair, feeling so loose and limp, warmed up by the sun, cooled and caressed by the shadows, breathing slowly and quietly as you listen to the sound of the breeze and inhale the fragrance of flowers in the park. You treasure these quiet lunch times, don't you, girl? Yes, it's your midday break in the middle of your 12-hour shift at the factory. And for just a few minutes, you can breathe the outside air and relax, dozing in the park, dropping deeper and deeper into quiet, gentle sleep. Sleepy and relaxed. Drifting into the warm breath of the breeze and the gentle caresses like a lover's hands on your face, on your arms, and on your breasts. No longer a factory girl in the third world country, but a treasured bride of some rich, important foreigner. Relax into the dream and feel your lover's hands sliding down, down from your breasts. No longer covered by a gray worker shirt, but encased in shiny
satin
and lace. Soft, smooth, and beautiful. Feel those hands slide down between your legs. And the fingers begin to stroke your wet, open pussy. That's right, girl. Open your legs and let those fingers enter you. Feel one wet, slippery finger tease your clit, making little circles around and around. faster and faster. Oh, but you hear the sound of the factory whistle and wake up. Time to return to the factory for another 6 hours. Pushing parts together and assembling them. The conveyor belt moves on, bringing you the next set of parts. Over and over. 12 hours every day. You want something more. Something special. You open your eyes and reach down to pick up your purse. And on the bench you see a small package of American brand bubblegum in a blue and pink wrapper. Somebody must have dropped it. But there's nobody nearby. Go ahead, pick it up. Unwrap the paper cover and pull out the little pink rectangle. Put it in your mouth and chew. It tastes so sweet and delicious. Look, there's a little paper inside the wrapper with the advertisement. It says, "Become a mail order bride." And it gives you an address. You read and reread the ad over and over and over again while chewing the delicious sweet bubblegum. Your head feels so dizzy and empty. The bubblegum tastes so good, and you like reading the words over and over again. It says, "Become a mail order bride," and you want so much to obey. There's a little picture of a woman in a bridal veil holding flowers, and someone's hand slipping a ring on her finger. You just No, it's you in the picture. Chew the bubblegum. Yes, you like to chew the bubblegum because it tastes so good. You could move to some other place and become the wife of somebody who will take care of you. Mail order bride. Look at the address again. You need to go there right now. An interview to be a mail order bride. Mail order bride. Mail order bride. Mail order bride. Sit down, dear. My name is Melissa. It's so good to have you here in my office. I see you've noticed the big bowl on my desk with packages of bubble gum. Go ahead. You'd like another piece of gum. You can chew while I'm interviewing you. You like the smell of it, don't you? And the taste, yes. And your head feels so dizzy and empty. You want to giggle, I know. That's okay. It's good when you giggle. Now, while we're talking, baby, I'd like you to do something to show that you're sincere about doing whatever it takes to become a mail order bride. Are you right-handed or left-handed? Okay. Well, I want you to take your other hand, reach back, just reach behind you, that's right. Pull up your dress and reach inside your panties. Now push 2 fingers into your ass, your index finger and your middle finger, way up inside. Good girl. Now just hold them there while I interview you. Here, have another piece of gum. You love having your mouth full of bubble gum. Now you're sure this is what you want. You understand once you sign the contracts, there is no going back. You will be at the mercy of your guest house. Don't let go, honey. Hold your fingers in tight. That's right. Way up inside. Tight. Cross your fingers, baby. Cross them for good luck. Deep inside your ass. So suggestible. Giggling and high. The more gum you chew, the more stoned you get. And the more aroused your pussy gets. Yes, you're starting to pump your hips. Rubbing your pussy against the chair seat. Back and forth, back and forth. Your cunt is just melting, dripping everywhere. You need to sign the papers. Reach up with your free hand and sign the papers. Pump your pussy and sign the papers. Pump your pussy and sign the papers. Sign the papers. Sign the papers. Sign the paper. Write your name, Slavica. Good girl, come. Oh, yes, you're going to love becoming a bride. Come. I have already found a buyer for you, girl. Someone very rich and powerful. And guess what? Your new country is America. Yay! And your new owner is female. I know, honey. You are a little confused. You become a mail order bride expecting to marry a man, the man of your dreams. But it's really all for the best. You see, that gum you're chewing contains a scientifically prepared mixture of hormones and a powerful aphrodisiac. And every time you start to think about men, your mind goes blank.
Blank. Blank and empty. Forget. 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 You forget what you were trying to think about. Empty. 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 It's not that you dislike men. It's just that they are simply uninteresting to you. What you want is the soft touch of a woman's skin, the scent of her perfume, the taste of her warm, wet pussy in your mouth. Yes, you're going to like your new owner. Her name is Ms. Dominica, and I know she's going to love you so much. Your flight leaves this afternoon, and I'm driving you straight to the airport. I'm going to make sure you don't miss your plane. 5. You look through the car window, watching the buildings rush by, and your mind seems to be full of pink, hazy fog. 4. Sleepy and warm, sweet like the bubblegum. 3. It's becoming so hard to think for yourself, sitting still and going to sleep. 2. Going to sleep. You find it easier and easier to simply do what I tell you. 1. Easier and easier to obey. You like to obey. Yes, you love to obey. Say it. I love to obey. That's right. You must obey. Dominica. Now, before you walk up the steps to the plane, baby, I have something for you. Yes, it's a stick of gum. Your new owner sent this gum for you to chew on the plane so your ears won't pop. You don't want to lose this, Slavica. This is very special gum. Yes, hold it up to your cute little nose. You like the smell of it very much, but you want to chew this gum only when you're on the airplane. Do you understand? Only when you are seated, belted in, and the plane has taken off. Now wave goodbye, Slavica. Oh, you have such a big smile on your face. Blow me a kiss. You're going on a trip. You're going on a very long trip. You feel like you're sleepwalking. Your arms and legs feel numb and tingly.
Numb and tingly. Numb and tingly. Numb and tingly.
Just like your brain. It makes you want to giggle, but you sit. You reach into your handbag and pull out the headphones and the MP3 player Melissa gave you, so you can listen to your new owner's voice all the way on the flight to America. Start the playback and take the special gum out of its wrapper. That's right. Slide the long pink stick of gum into your mouth. It smells like bubble gum. It smells like cherries. You begin chewing and the delicious flavor changes. Like watermelon, like raspberry. It spreads a warm pink glow through your mouth, up into your hazy pink brain, down your throat. Down into your tummy, down, down to your pussy. It feels like sex. Yes, it feels like someone is circling long, feminine, tapered fingers around and around your clit, thrusting those fingers in between your soft pussy lips, gently squeezing your breasts and caressing your nipples. Listen to my voice. Listen in the headphones. I am your new owner, Miss Dominica, and I have paid very well for you, girl. You're going to be my little lesbian housewife. But before that can happen, you need to be trained. I have very exacting requirements on how you should behave. And this is the first stage of your training. Feel yourself growing more and more aroused. Your wet pussy is sending ripples of orgasmic pleasure up and down your body, slipping into your brain. Oh, it feels so good. Feels so good. In a moment, you're going to come. Lesbian. Yes, you're almost there, feeling the pleasure. Lesbian. The caresses on your skin. Lesbian. The waves of energy flowing up from your belly. Lesbian. Through your chest. Lesbian. Out to your arms and hands. Lesbian. Down to your legs and feet. Lesbian. Feel your arms and legs changing. Yes. Before they were so soft and limp, loose and floppy, but now they're becoming hard and stiff. They freeze in place, like hard plastic, just like your stomach and chest, breathing so slowly, so shallowly. Anyone looking at you would think you're not breathing at all. But you are. You are, it's just not visible. You freeze solid, like a statue, and you can feel the wave of pleasure freezing too. Just at the moment you start to come, it freezes solid, just like your body, just like your mind, frozen in orgasmic ecstasy. Come. 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 Unable to move, unable to think, only able to feel pleasure. Lesbian. The gum in your mouth. Lesbian. You are no longer chewing because your face is frozen too. The delicious gum in your mouth, freezing you, giving you such pleasure, lesbian, such extreme pleasure, lesbian. And all you show on the outside, all anyone else can see, is a pleasant smile on your face, lesbian, vacant, lesbian, empty, lesbian, happy, lesbian, like a mannequin. In a store window. Oh, yes, so good. You will remain like this, frozen in pleasure. Lesbian, come for the entire airplane flight. Hours and hours of pure orgasmic bliss. Lesbian, solid and immobilized. Come, lesbian, like a rubber sex doll. Obey, lesbian. Nobody looking at you would ever know that you are so aroused, so deep in orgasm. Lesbian, come, feeling the cum well up through your body. Come in your womb. Come in your chest. Come in your arms, in your legs. Come in your mind. Obey. So still, so quiet, like a statue. You come. Obey. Lesbian, come. You lesbian, come. But you cannot move. This airplane flight is going to make you addicted. Addicted to being a statue, Slavica. Freeze, Slavica. And it feels so good. Feels so good. Whenever I say the word freeze, you're going to turn into a statue. Just like this. And you're going to instantly feel an orgasm. Come. An orgasm that never stops. Come. And you're going to stay there, frozen and coming. It only works when I, Ms. Dominica, say freeze. Freeze, come. Or when I write it. It doesn't work when anybody else says it to you. If anybody else says freeze, you will just ignore them and walk away. But when I say freeze, when I tell you to freeze, lesbian, come. You will stay a statue until I unfreeze. You're going to crave for me to make you freeze. for longer and longer periods of time. Come. Oh, you come and come and come when you freeze. Oh, yeah. Your mind drops down deeper into the pink haze. Deeper and deeper. Hearing my voice. My voice controls you. And the gum tastes so good in your mouth, freezing and thinking parts of your brain. Freezing the thinking parts of your brain. You don't need to think. You do not need to remember. You only need to obey. Obey and listen. Obey and listen to this MP3 again and again and again and again. You need to listen again, because the word you most desire to hear is obey. You crave it, even more than you crave to hear, come. Oh, come. You can come, but only if you obey. Freeze and breathe slowly. Addicted. Yes, addicted to my pleasure, addicted to being a statue. You crave to hear me say freeze. At the end of the flight, you hear my voice in the headphones, commanding you to unfreeze. That's right. The extreme pleasure is gone. And you miss it already. You crave it. Addicted already. You crave to hear me command you to freeze again. To come again. But not now, girl. Not now. It's time to walk out into the airport and meet your owner. You brought so little with you. They simply breeze you through customs. And soon you find yourself facing a crowd of people holding up signs in a strange language you cannot read, speaking words that are so unfamiliar, their accents so odd, you cannot understand anyone's words but Dominica's. There's one sign in your language, and it says Slavica. Yes, it has your name. Walk toward the sign, girl. Walk toward the tall, blonde woman who is holding the sign. Yes, it's me. Walk towards Dominica and drop down onto your knees. Kneel at my feet and kiss my boots. Freeze. Oh, yeah. You freeze. Kneeling on the floor right there in public and come. Oh, so good. Unfreeze. Slavica, look up. You can still feel the toe of my boot pressed against your lips. You can still smell the scent of the leather. So strong, smoky, and powerful. And dangling in front of your eyes is the bright, pretty crystal. Swinging back and forth, back and forth. Feeling yourself growing sleepy and dizzy. Watching my flashing crystal. Yes, it's such a traditional proposal. So romantic. You kneel at my feet and me holding my dazzling, shiny crystal in front of your eyes. And I say, will you marry me? And of course, your answer is,
yes, mistress.
You are so cute. I can hardly wait for the honeymoon. Deep, deep asleep, deep asleep. The pink hypnotic fog fills your mind. All during the preparations for the wedding. This happens to brides, you know. Everything rushes by like a whirlwind. And before you know it, you're walking down the aisle toward the front of the chapel, and you are so pretty, all dressed in white, satin and lace. And I look so beautiful and powerful, dressed in a gown, all of red leather, wearing black boots and holding a coiled bull whip at my side. You look into my green eyes with a radiant smile, ready to begin your new life is my devoted lesbian housewife. Kneel down, Slavica. like a good little slave, and listen carefully. Do you promise to love, honor, worship, and obey Dominica, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, forsaking all others, forever and ever? Say, I do. Good girl. And I, Miss Dominica, promise to hold you and keep you in chains. And I, Miss Dominica, promise to hold you and keep you in chains if I want to, serving me always as the dirty little slut you really are, never to be parted from me, even in death. I do. See me slip a gold ring on your finger. You may now kiss my boots. You lift your veil and plant a kiss reverently on my leather-covered toes. Yes, now your new life begins as one of my submissive lesbian housewives. Oh, didn't I tell you I have many wives? And they all serve me at my mansion, cooking, cleaning, breeding. Deeper pink haze. Deeper. You look out the window of the limousine and see the trees rushing past you in a blur. The chauffeur's eyes stare at you in the rearview mirror, and you know she's watching. Freeze. You see her eyes focus on the road, and then flick back to look at you while I push my hands under your white dress, up between your legs, sliding my fingers over your soft, wet pussy. You can't even look away from the driver's eyes, but you see her look down as I push one finger inside your cunt, sliding it in and out, getting it wet with your juices, and tracing little circles around your clit. She glances at the road and then back again, staring between your legs as I push another finger inside, stretching you just a little more, pushing harder and harder until pop. Yes, I just took your cherry with my fingers. With the driver watching, no less. Just a brief little pain, Slavica. And then my long, delicate fingers begin stroking even deeper, pressing inside and arousing you. Pussy open and dripping, nipples hard, breasts aching to be caressed and squeezed. Feel my fingers hooking inside you, rubbing that little G-spot. Unfreeze, lesbian, and look into my jade green eyes. Yes, the word lesbian gets you so aroused. Say it, lesbian. I can feel that G-spot growing, becoming soft and swollen inside of you, rough like a sponge. Feel me slide my fingers out, covered with your pussy juices and a little blood. And my middle finger traces little circles around and around your clit. Lesbian sex is so hot. Lesbian sex is so fucking hot. When I say sex doll, you spread your legs wide and open your mouth into a big O shape, like a little rubber blow-up doll, a sex doll. You move like a mechanical toy, like a robot, my little sex doll. Arms and legs moving slowly, slowly, so very slowly, in smooth, robotic motions, like a mechanical doll. I can position you any way I want, and if I say freeze, you will hold that pose. My little sex doll, lesbian sex doll, get out of the car, slave, and follow me into my mansion, walking so slowly, so awkwardly, like a robot. Sex doll, follow me into my bedroom, where my other wives hug you and kiss you, welcoming you to our family. And then they remove your veil, your satin skirt, your lacy white blouse, every stitch of clothing, leaving you naked, like all the rest of them. Get down on the floor, sex doll, and lick my feet. You glide down to the floor slowly and smoothly, finding it hard even to blink You feel so much like a mechanical doll. Kiss my toe, sex doll. You plant kisses on my feet, jerking your head forward and back. Like a little robot. Lick upward. Yes, you trail your tongue up over my smooth, firm calves, my soft thighs. It feels so good to kiss or suck any part of a woman. You want to lick my pussy, don't you, Slavica? Yes. Crawl up here between my legs and slide your tongue between my smooth, soft cunt lips, tasting my pussy juice. Faster, sex doll. Faster. You're nothing but a sex toy for giving me pleasure. And I will share you if I want to. Yes. Like now, you feel Satina stroke her hands down your back and push your smooth, firm hips against your ass cheeks, spreading them apart. Yes, Satina is a hot little bitch. I've trained her to be a lesbian just like you. And she wants to fuck you, girl. She's wearing a big black strap-on dildo. And you can feel the tip of it teasing the entrance of your wet little snatch. Freeze. You hold still as Satina slides that huge rubber dildo into your cunt. Such a sweet, powerful lesbian, my Satina. Yes, she's taking you doggy style. Sex doll craves to be fucked by a woman while you lick my soft, wet pussy. Unfreeze, flicking your hot pink tongue over my hard little clitty. Faster and faster, like a vibrator, the smell of my pussy, the feel of my soft thighs around your head, drives you deeper and deeper into hypnotic obedience. Deeper and deeper, licking and sucking. Deeper, drop deeper, and Satina pounds into your cunt, reaching her hands around and hugging you, squeezing your breasts. Feel her attach little clamps to your nipples, with little bells on them. They squeeze and pinch your nipples and make little jingling sounds. Lick me, slave. That's right, lesbian. Lick me. Sex doll must obey. And lick. And make her mistress come. Lick, lesbian. Make mistress come. Lick. Fucked from behind. Lesbian. Fucked by a lesbian. Come, mistress. Come, obey. Come, come, come! Oh, yeah. Make me come. Your tongue is becoming very talented, Slavica. My training is working so well on you, my little lesbian sex toy. You can feel Satina pull the thick rubber cock out of your cunt. You feel so empty now. You want more. But what you want doesn't matter. Satina pushes her hands against your left side, and you simply tip over like a piece of furniture, like a chair. Arms and legs raised in the air like a rubber sex doll. I can rock you back and forth like a fucking rocking chair. You little whore. Satina can just sit down on your face and you can't even move your hands to caress her smooth round ass. All you can do is lick. Yes, I'm going to let Satina come. Yes, I'm going to let Satina come. And you're going to be the one licking her. Sticking your tongue deep in her pussy while she rubs her clitty on the tip of your nose. Bucking her hips faster and faster and faster. Pressing down on your face harder and harder. She's such a hot little slut. She comes almost instantly. Pumping her hips down on your face. Come, cutting off your hair. Come, shaking and moaning. Come, you make her come. Come, slave, come. I'm going to use you like this every day. Fucking your pussy, fucking your ass, fucking your hot little mouth. Already your mouth begins to drool the second you see a wet open pussy. Yummy. And you need more. Oh yes, you need more. Your tongue begins flicking in the air. My little sex doll, a toy to be used. Yes, a sex toy to be used. You will not awaken, ever. I have set this MP3 on loop, and you will listen to it over and over and over again. And each time you listen, you will become even more deeply conditioned as my lesbian sex doll. The bubblegum and my training have paralyzed your will permanently, and you must always obey Dominica, my little mail order bride, obeys perfectly every time.